Hi, and welcome to the Deeper Than Money podcast. I am your host, Chloe Elise. I'm a millennial money coach, speaker, dog mom, and a 7 on the Enneagram, and I am on a mission to prove to you that finances can be fun and easy. On the Deeper Than Money podcast, we will dive into all things millennial finance, debt, saving, mindset, and how to have financial freedom to enjoy life in your 20s and 30s. I want you to leave this podcast with more confidence around your moolah and the belief that your biggest financial dreams are possible for you. So, let's talk money. Hello, and welcome back to the Deeper Than Money podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about 7 things I do when I get the urge to impulse spend. And it's so funny even writing basically that title because I really don't get that urge to impulse spend very often anymore because this process that I'm basically going to talk you through just happens subconsciously now. And I don't have to like walk myself through these steps to stop impulse spending from happening because again, impulse spending is not the same as spending on extra things. Impulse spending is not the same thing as buying a cute outfit or getting something from Amazon or whatever else. And I feel like so often, especially for women, this idea of impulse spending is often tied to more feminine leaning things, right? It's like impulse spending. Oh, I saw this adorable workout set and I wanted to get it. Oh, why am I, you know, I need to figure out my spending. I'm so bad, blah, blah. And what happens is we end up tying in this negativity to all of our spending because we are so concerned or worried, or maybe we've seen in the past that we've impulse spent, but we kind of loop everything together. So the first thing that I want to make very, very clear is that you are allowed to spend. Spending isn't bad. And one of the very reasons why I created this company, and particularly one of the biggest reasons I created Wealth Accelerator, which is our 12-week program on how to use strategy over sacrifice to get ahead with money, build wealth, pay off debt, save all the things. One of the main reasons why I created that and created my company was because when I got into the finance world and was trying to learn financial literacy, all of the gurus that I was looking toward and a lot of the resources, a lot of the Google searches were basically telling me, hey, you're an idiot because you spend money and that's bad and that's the reason you're not getting ahead. And so for a pretty big portion of time in the beginning of my financial journey, as I was learning to save and pay off debt and, you know, overall get ahead with money, I felt so much guilt and shame around anything I was purchasing that wasn't, you know, rent and car insurance and all of the necessities. Because again, the message felt like, hey, if you're buying anything outside of the necessities, then you're not going to get ahead with money. And stop complaining, shut up, and just stop purchasing those things because they're frivolous and they're not important and you need to give them up. And so I felt really, really guilty for anything extra that I would do. And it very much created this weird relationship with money where it was almost like a restrict and binge situation where I would be like, I can't spend. That's so bad. That's a reason I can't get ahead because I'm, you know, shopping and buying a new top to go out in or whatever. So I'm like, I need to stop. So then I would not go and spend. I would not, you know, get a coffee or get a drink out or something. And then that would last for a week or two. And then I would be like, screw it. I am so sick of saying no to everything. I'm so sick of telling myself I can't have it. I can't have it. I can't have it. That screw it. Like, I'm just gonna fucking go for it. I don't even care. And then I would impulse spend and I would buy all these things that I didn't actually want. I just wanted that hit of dopamine of like purchasing something new and having excitement, having the freedom to spend and whatever else. And again, this narrative was heavily just shared in the finance industry. And that was one of the biggest things I learned in my journey. And again, one of the biggest reasons why I created this company is because I was like, once I realized that we had a damn minute, spending actually isn't bad. Wait a damn minute. Spending is actually something that as we live in a capitalistic society, we do for everything, right? We spend for our basic needs to be met. We spend to have experiences. We spend to give ourselves luxuries or whatnot. And, you know, you can have experiences and luxuries and other things that are free, but a lot of times we have to pay for these things. So if we feel guilty about all of those things, what does that leave us with, right? We have to choose between, okay, I can either have these things that I want and feel guilty about them, or I cannot have them. And that's such a weird place to be in, especially if you're someone who, if I said, you know, what's your dream life? What's your ideal state? If you were to describe, I would love to be able to, you know, have a booming bank account and have, you know, my investments growing and my money earning me money and working hard for me and working as hard as I do and, you know, having money to show for my hard work and being able to go and take the Pilates class, go and buy the workout set and be able to enjoy that. If you're wanting to have a life of freedom, of flexibility, of those simple luxuries that you want to be able to provide for yourself or, you know, maybe your family or whatnot, if that's what you want, then it's backwards to be shitting on yourself and feeling guilty for those purchases. And let me be clear that spending or, you know, getting an afternoon treat or buying a workout set, that is not the sole reason why you feel stuck with money. There are a million other things that you can do, which is why, again, we focus on teaching strategy, especially, again, inside of Wealth Accelerator. Like, the key to that program is, hey, instead of focusing on stop spending, stop spending, stop spending, let's really rewrite how we're spending in a way that is in alignment with where we are now, where we're headed, and what we want, but then also use strategies to get ahead with money. What are your investing strategies? What are your current strategies of paying off debt? What are things that you're not currently taking advantage of that you absolutely could be? What are ways that your money could be optimized in a way that is earning you more interest or saving you money or whatnot? Like, let's focus on using strategy to get ahead instead of sacrifice. So I have to give that disclaimer before we get started because spending is not the same as impulse spending. And seeing something online and being like, wait, I want that. That's an alignment and getting it and ordering it and it being in alignment and being super happy with that purchase, that does not mean it's an impulse spend. So first we have to define the difference between spending and spending in alignment and an impulse spend. And again, an impulse spend is how I would define that is something where you're buying it without even, you're kind of zombie mode buying it. I like to refer to it as like the Hulk mindset where it's like, it wasn't even you, right? It's like things I said when I was hangry, like that wasn't me. That wasn't me. I was just hungry. Like I was just, you know, being a bitch because I hadn't had a little snacky. I hadn't had a little treat. That wasn't me, right? So it's like buying from that place where you're in zombie mode, you're not paying attention, and you're like, oh my God, I see this and I want it and I buy it, prior to settling into your body, being like, okay, what is this purchase? Is this in alignment with my goals right now? Is this in alignment with my priorities? What is the outcome of this purchase? So if I buy this, is this going to, you know, cut into my savings? Is this going to increase my credit card debt? Is this just coming from my fund money? Like, where's the money that is going into this purchase coming from? And is that in alignment with me? And, you know, getting that purchase, let's say it's a cute workout set, you get it delivered and it just goes in your drawer that has a ton, it's overflowing already and you're always frustrated about it and you have too much shit. So then you end up just like throwing it in the laundry when it's not even fully dirty, and then you wash it and then you get annoyed about it and it doesn't even fit you that well. And you're like, ugh, why did I buy this? Right? That doesn't feel in alignment. That whole cycle of I'm not thinking before I'm buying, I'm not thinking of the outcome, I'm not thinking of the actual purchase, I'm not looking into it at all and actually, you know, deep diving into this. I'm just, without even thinking, buy, and then I feel guilty about it, whatever else. Like, that is impulse spending. Spending in itself is not what we're trying to avoid. It is the impulse spending of literally not settling in, taking a deep breath, and talking through what this purchase looks like and if it's in alignment. So anyway, if you are someone who does get that urge to impulse spend, where you find yourself literally just ordering shit to your house that then comes and you're like, oh, I forgot I even ordered that, and what is this, and I don't even know if this fits me, or do I want that? But then you end up not returning it and you feel guilty for buying it, and it ends up sitting in your closet with the tags on and just being a purchase that your money went to something that is literally just ending up being clutter, ending up being something that is taking up space and holding onto energy that doesn't serve you. No, we don't want that, right? If you relate to that, let's talk about 7 different things that will go through my head when I have the urge to impulse spend. Or if I, again, am in that zombie state and I'm like, add to cart. And then these are the things that go through my head, the process. So the first thing might sound counterintuitive, but the number one thing is to tell myself, Bestie, you can have whatever you want. Seriously, I will tell myself, hey, remember, you can have whatever you want. A lot of times that takes away the initial desire of I have to have it, because that impulse truly comes from a place of a response to restriction, right? I can't have that. I can't have that. I can't have that. Screw it. I want it. And so I will remind myself, right? I will remind myself, especially as, you know, former broke girl, of a girl who, as a kid, you know, I was always asking my parents, can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? And was told no. And so then the second that I would have money or I would have savings, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go get this thing. And I would buy things, but then I would run out of money and then I wouldn't be able to have it. And so I felt like so much of growing up and even into college, I would have to tell myself, no, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't. And when you tell yourself, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. So often, of course, we want what we can't have. And so that just strengthens the desire for it. So I will just take a deep breath and be like, Chloe, you can literally have whatever you want. Like, if this truly is so in alignment and so important, you're allowed to buy it. That part of my brain, the zombie part where I'm just like, buy it. Like, I don't have to get into that state in order to disassociate to allow myself to buy it. I don't need to do that. I am allowed to consciously and intentionally make that purchase if it's in alignment. But so often there's like 2 pieces of us fighting, right? The piece that's like the little like kid in us almost, that's like, oh, I want this so bad, like just buy it. And the piece that's like, no, I shouldn't be buying that. And then they're fighting. And so the little, you know, internal kid that's throwing a fit of like, I want this, is like, don't even listen to anybody else, just listen to me and buy it, right? And we are allowed to listen to the highest version of ourselves, have an intentional conversation, and still buy it. It's not off limits to buy. We just want to make sure it's intentional. So again, the first thing I will say to myself is, girl, if you really want this and this is really intentional and in alignment, I'm allowed to buy it. That initially, I am not kidding, initially just diffuses so much of the, buy it, right? Initially, like number one, already just like, boom, decreases it. Two, the second thing I'll do is kind of do a little audit. Like, there are some times when I really just need a little dopamine hit, right? Like, I'm really just like, boop, boop, boop. Like, it would be nice to have that like excitement of a package coming or something like that. And so sometimes what I'll do is have that thing in my cart or whatever else, and I'll just set my phone down quick and I'll go get a hit of dopamine from something else. One of the easiest things that I like to do is just to clean up a space, whether it be like my desk, right? Like, get everything put away from it, and whatever else, or like pick up some things in my closet. That makes me feel so much better. And I just get this nice little like, oh, that feels so nice to have that done. I don't always like love the cleaning part, but I always feel so good once it's done. And it gives me that like nice little like excited feeling that sometimes I'm literally just wanting that meme that's like, I just want to feel something. Like that will kind of do the trick a little bit. Number three is I will decide. Now, you know, I'm going back to looking at my phone. It's the items in my cart. And number three is I'll decide if that purchase is really in alignment. I talk a lot about the big three and walking through strategically what does it look like for something to be in alignment. It's not just like, does it feel in alignment? It's not just that. It's like truly walking through, and I kind of alluded to some of this earlier, but do I really want this, right? For me at least, something that I'm very much focusing on is I don't want a million pairs of pants in my closet. I don't want a million shirts because it ends up being clutter and just too much, and then I get overwhelmed. So do I actually want to add something to my closet, right? Like, is the actual purchase something that overall, not just, oh, I like, but overall something I really want to add to my closet? Is it something that I know what I'm going to wear it to? There are so many gorgeous, beautiful, stunning pieces out there that I love and I think I, you know, would absolutely crush wearing, but what would I wear it to, right? I also don't want to buy something that is just going to sit in my closet, take up space that I don't have something to wear it to. So unless I actually have something to wear it to, and again, this can come from a place of scarcity of like, but what if I, you know, need it later and I can't find something like this? Or what if I do have something to wear it to later, but then this piece is gone, and this fear of like, you know, I'll lose it. It'll get taken away from me. I won't get this opportunity again. And that's a place of scarcity. But reminding yourself that there will always be more beautiful pieces. There will always be plenty of opportunities to find another piece that looks lovely and feels so good on you and whatever else. And you don't have to, oh, I need to buy it now in order to have this, because if I don't capture it and protect it, then there will never be another opportunity. It again comes from this place of scarcity, and you can remind yourself that like, no, there's an abundance of incredible pieces that are out there, plus are yet to be created, and the perfect piece will always be available to you in the future, and it's okay if it's not this one. And so I'll walk through the alignment of that piece and also the outcome of purchasing it. Like I said earlier, is me buying it going to dip into savings that I didn't plan for? Is me buying it just some of the money I have planned for spending that month? Like, what is the outcome? And is that outcome great with me? Again, the goal is that when I log into my bank account and I see that charge, I'm like, great. Amazing, right? Totally worth it. I feel so good about that, because that impacts your relationship with money. If every time you open your account and you feel guilty, you're like, ugh, I can't breathe. Ugh. That's an indication that there's some things happening that are out of alignment in some way or another. So again, number three, I'm going to decide if that purchase is actually in alignment. Number four, because again, sometimes it's like, oh, it's already in our cart. Like, we just like are itching to spend a little bit. Number four is if I'm like, I'm kind of on the fence, or I'm like, oh man, it's not really in alignment. And then sometimes I will admit, even I sometimes, you know, I'll kind of go back and forth between like, dang, you know, I was excited to get this little hit of dopamine, but also at the same time being like, I don't want to buy something that's not in alignment with me, but it's still that like, man, I like wanted that hit of dopamine and now, you know, I might not get it. So one thing I like to do is still get that hit of dopamine. And so what I will do is take the amount that I was going to spend and transfer it to whatever my goal is. So like for me, that's investing. I'm heavily focused on investing right now. And so if I was about to spend $150 on, you know, some clothes, and I'm like, ugh, you know, those aren't in alignment, I'm not gonna make this purchase, I'll say, but I still want to, you know, I was willing to spend that money, and maybe this is the perfect time to still spend that, but put it toward whatever my top goal is. Maybe that goal is paying off debt. Maybe that goal is saving, growing your emergency fund, whatever else. But then I'll transfer whatever that money is sometimes to one of my goals. And then I get so excited about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just put that toward my goal. And that leads to number five, which is gamify those goals. Whatever your next goal is, know what your next goal is, be really intentional about what your goal is, and gamify it, right? So like every time you make a transfer to paying off debt or saving or investing or whatever it may be, get so excited about it. Get so excited about it. Like I will literally, I'll do a little dance. I'll like, oh my gosh. Like I'll tell somebody like, oh, I just hit like another goal of mine. I'm trying to invest this much this week or this much this month or whatever that may be, and gamify that. Make it fun. And one of the ways I like to gamify my goals is to, leads into number six, celebrate those goals. Treat it like a big deal because it is a big deal. And when you celebrate things, I'm also just a chronic celebrator. I love celebrating. I love celebrating like my own wins. I love celebrating my friends' wins. I just love to freaking celebrate. And so when I know that I'm gonna celebrate in some way, shape, or form when I hit a new goal, I'm so motivated to hit that goal. And so then regardless of if it's a big amount, a little amount, whatever else, when I'm working toward that and I hit another, ooh, I just transferred more to my investing goal, it feels so good because I know I'm working towards something, specifically something that is going to be celebrated. And then number seven, and this is specific to if the thing that I had in my cart was an outfit or something. One of the things that I notice that sometimes I will instinctively be like, oh, you know, I add to cart or something. One of the thoughts that's going through my head is like, oh, it'd be so fun to like have a new outfit or something like that. So number seven, this is kind of like a bonus because again, I don't do this every time. And this is specific to if it's like a new article of clothing or something, but I will that night or later that day or whatever, go to my closet and pick out a cute freaking outfit for the next day. Bonus points if it's something that I haven't worn in a little bit, or just something like a little bit extra. You know, maybe I'll pick out like a little Barbie set where I'm like wearing hot flaming magenta, or something that's just like fun and cutesy and feminine and whatever that I feel really good in and feel really fun in. Because sometimes that is what we're craving too, is like just that feeling of like, oh, it'd be so nice to have a cute little outfit. But then it's like the next morning, it's early, we go to get ready, we just grab something. We're like, oh, this will work. Some days if I'm not intentional, I'm like out here, you know, repping Adam Sandler. I'm wearing like an XL t-shirt, baggy sweatpants, and just not serving. I mean, I'm serving Adam Sandler. And so I like being intentional and putting on a cute outfit that feels so fun and exciting, especially if I haven't worn it in a while or I'm piecing it together with new things, because that feels so good. And I can talk about this in a different episode, but I also put together pictures and basically create my own Pinterest board of all my outfits. And so when I'm like, oh, what should I wear? Like, I don't know what to wear. And then you have that urge of like, I just need to go buy stuff. It's like, no, what do I actually have to wear? And sometimes when you walk in your closet, it's overwhelming. And which is why I like having basically like a Pinterest board of all my own outfits, because then I can look back and be like, oh, perfect. I want to wear that outfit. I want to do this. It also helps when traveling too. So let me know if you want a podcast episode about that, because that is also one of my biggest hacks when it comes to spending in alignment and, you know, your wardrobe and things like that in general. But yeah, those are the seven things that I will walk through when I have that urge to impulse spend, or I put some in my car and I just want to walk through, is this in alignment? Is this something that I, you know, really want, that's a priority, that is intentional, that I'm going to feel really, really good about? And if it is, great. I can also go and purchase that, right? This isn't me trying to talk you out of making a purchase. I just want you to make intentional purchases that from the start to it getting, arriving and putting in your closet, you feel so good about, right? You seeing that charge hit your bank account, you are so happy about it. Like every single step of the way, you feel good, it is intentional, and you are making money moves, you are spending in alignment, you are feeling good about the money that you're spending because you work your ass off and you deserve to enjoy that. And again, we are not trying to decrease spending. We are trying to focus on spending in alignment and using strategy to do the heavy lifting for us to optimize our finances and make our money work harder for us. And again, you bet your sweet ass I'm going to talk about it because our next round of Wealth Accelerator is kicking off in May. And that is where we teach step-by-step strategies of how to get ahead with money, how to save, pay off debt, invest, and everything in between so you can build wealth in a way that feels guilt-free, that feels exciting, so you can spend in a way that feels so good and in alignment while also making money moves. I'll put the link in the show notes that you can go click and apply. It takes less than a minute. Go fill out an application if you're interested in that. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Deeper Than Money podcast, and we'll see you back next week.